Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
I see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Jim Chaney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have a guest today. Welcome to the show, Brenda.
Thank you.
Brenda Brown. You have a slogan, right?
Best in town.
Best in town. Well, we're going to be talking, well, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about the most recent attempt on President Trump's life, the assassination attempt.
Why are you smirking?
I'm just listening. Should anyone support an assassination attempt on the president or the cabinet members?
Pardon me?
Should anyone support a...
Assassination
attempt.
Absolutely not. I don't think the assassination or murder in any way, shape, or form, attempted or otherwise, is okay.
Good.
At all.
Yeah, I think that we could all agree on that.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary watching what happened. And this is the third that in his... Is it the third that I remember in recent history? There was the Butler thing where he got shot in the ear. And then there was the golf course where they got the guy that was
outside. At Mar-a-Lago? Was that Mar-a-Lago, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Your thoughts, Jim? We were talking about Jimmy Kimmel a little bit and whether or not people like that should get a platform to say those types of things.
I have an opinion about that.
Oh, yeah? Do you think that people should have a national and worldwide platform? Or do you think that they should be held accountable for what they say on that platform?
First of all, we do have freedom of speech in this country, right?
Right.
Trump gets to say whatever he wants.
That's true. He dropped the F-bomb on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, that was not flattering at all. And it's embarrassing, I think. I mean, no president should act the way he does sometimes. That's my personal opinion.
I agree.
I do, too.
Thank you. And as far as Kimmel goes, same thing with Colbert. I mean... If we have freedom of speech, it goes in the toilet because they're comedians. It's entertainment.
When they're
purposes.
Being funny, they're comedians. When he comes out and he says,
"Can I finish, please, before you interrupt me?" That's kind of rude.
I thought it was rude that you came in here and you're smirking at an assassination attempt on the President of the United States.
When did I did not?
You were sitting here shaking your head. Mm-hmm.
Did you just hear me? My lips were moving. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I don't think it's okay. So you should calm down, sir. Please, and let me finish. I will show you the same respect when you're speaking. So, I don't think... I do believe... Because I am in the entertainment business. I own an entertainment company.
Right.
And I find Kimmel funny. Sometimes I don't find him funny. Sometimes these late-night show hosts, I don't find funny. But, you know, they're entertainers. They get paid to entertain. They extrapolate from the news to make light of a horrible situation that in any time frame, what's ever going on. And I don't think we should silence anybody if we truly have freedom of speech in this country.
So the quote that is causing the controversy, do you know what that is?
I do not.
So Kimmel had said that it was actually before the most recent assassination attempt, a couple of days before, and he made a comment along the lines of Melania looked like an expectant widow.
Yeah, I think that's horrible if he said that.
He did say that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what the backlash is about.
I agree.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So
do you think that he should be held accountable for statements like that? Like, how much is comedian and how much is hate speech? When, who draws that line? Who makes that decision? And when do we, the people, say, okay, enough?
Well, can you say that about the president too, then?
That is a very fair question.
You know,
because he has no filter.
None. Zero, zip, zilch.
So if he has no filter, then should Jimmy Kimmel have a filter? What do you think, my co-host here?
We do have a clip of, we've got a few clips here, and it gets a little deep. Jimmy Kimmel it's totally disrespectful, insensitive, his comments about her looking like the glow of a widow, and he doesn't see that his comments are incendiary to provoke people to action, and he's making light of a future assassination of the President of the United States. And Jake Tapper seems to be right on board with him, and they don't understand what they're saying. Let's hit a clip.
It's not working.
Look how far you've come. 30 years ago, you were just some rich guy on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet out of Teterboro, but you worked hard, you stayed friends, you shared some wonderful secrets, and because of that, you were able to fly on that plane 7 more times. Dreams really do come true. Am I right, Dog the Bounty Hunter? We miss you so much. And of course, our First Lady Melania is here. Look at Melania, so beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow.
Now Jimmy comes out, and he comes out and says that, oh, I was making a joke about that. He's 80 years old, and she's younger, and he's going to die soon. I'm not buying it, Jimmy.
Mm.
I'm not buying it.
So that's what he's saying now?
Bit.
What do you think?
I would like you to answer her question that she asked you, though, before that play. She asked you, Jimmy Kimmel should be, you know, brutalized, basically.
Do you think he should be held accountable?
Oh, yeah.
But no, but what about Trump?
I just answered your question.
Oh,
he should be held accountable.
Trump should.
No, Jimmy Kimmel should.
No, what she asked...
Jimmy Kimmel is advocating and saying things to incite people to kill the President of the United States, and for that he should be held accountable.
She asked you, do you think Trump as well as Kimmel should be accountable for what comes out of his mouth?
Well, he is.
He is not. When he makes fun of disabled people, or... I'm just telling you.
Now you just went back to an argument where he flailed his arms around. That is so old and...
What difference
does
it make? Aren't we having a communication to find common ground here?
I
brought something up. She asked you a question, and you didn't answer it. So Donald Trump should not be accountable for anything.
He was making fun of what the disabled man said. He made fun of what the person said, and you're turning it into that he was making fun of a disabled person. And that is simply not true. He was making fun of what the person said because it was lunacy.
Okay. I'm not sure. Where you guys lost me. What are you talking about?
She's
do you know what they're talking about? No.
Because when you asked him about accountability, I brought up one point that came to my mind real quick, but there's so many other things that he's dispelled out of his mouth that he hasn't been held accountable for.
Like the F-bomb on Easter Sunday.
How about that?
That one was...
Is that okay with you?
What do you want to do about it?
How about make an apology to the American people, all these Christians that support him. How about an apology for saying the F-bomb on Easter Sunday?
Take his phone away from him.
So, yeah.
You know?
He needs to get grounded from that.
I think we got another clip here.
All right, clip two.
Live in a country where such constant fear of political violence permeates our society every single day. We can and we should have fierce disagreement in this country. As you all know, we disagree often, myself in this role and all of you in the news media. But those disagreements must remain peaceful. Debating, peaceful protesting, and voting are how we need to settle disagreements, not bullets. Nobody in recent years has faced more bullets and more violence than President Trump. This political violence stems from a systemic demonization of him and his supporters by commentators, yes, by elected members of the Democrat Party, and even some in the media. This hateful and constant and violent rhetoric directed at President Trump day after day after day for 11 years has helped to legitimize this violence and bring us to this dark moment. Those who constantly, falsely label and slander the president as a fascist, as a threat to democracy, and compare him to Hitler to score political points are fueling this kind of violence. The left-wing cult of hatred against the president and all of those who support him and work for him has gotten multiple people hurt and killed, and it almost did so again this weekend.
Oh, wow. We have a caller?
Yes, we do. All right, caller, hopefully you're still there. We just put you on hold for a sec.
Yep, you got it.
Well, thank you for calling Common Ground.
Yeah, hey, I just got one comment. President Trump says the things that he does to yank the chain of the left. He's been doing it for 11 years, and they still don't get it. And that's his way of getting back and watching them dance like a cat on a hot tin roof. That's all I got to say. I'll listen in. Thank you. Right. Good show.
Thank you.
I agree with what he just said, because I will tell you one of the most positive things I could say about our president. He's probably the single best media person I've ever seen in my life. He does magic with media. And he's very successful at it.
Interesting.
We do have a few texts here. All right. Free speech has risks. We must accept them. It's part of a free country. As long as we are did you type that right? As long as we are infringing on the rights of others, all speech should be good to go. Trump and Kimmel both have the right to say stupid things. Oh, and then they corrected it. As long as we are not infringing.
Right.
And then
that's a good one.
So, yeah, that is good. That is very true.
That's common ground right there.
Yeah, and consequence. Just because of freedom of speech doesn't mean we have freedom of consequence.
Right.
And then we have another one that says, the left wing called Trump Hitler, fascist, totalitarian, and then comedians go on and make jokes about it, basically making light of it, which normalizes these slanders.
Mm. Yep.
See, that's an interesting point. We have had, you know, late night TV for as long as I can remember, and Saturday Night Live and all those guys have been poking fun at the presidents my whole entire lifetime. It feels different now. It feels, especially with...
Because it's not good-natured humor.
And shots are being fired. I do not recall any... I could be wrong, though, so fact-check me. Was there an assassination attempt on Biden that anybody remembers? What about Obama? Ding, we have a text. I read it, that was quick. But doesn't it seem like... I mean, the last assassination attempt I remember was Reagan. There has to have been more since then, right?
Reagan, Ford.
Ford was before
not
Reagan.
Carter.
So
not Carter, right?
But Bush didn't,
no,
right?
No.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, I don't.
And
think,
now Trump's had three.
I don't think Obama or Biden had anything like that. Do you?
Or Clinton?
Or
a lot of things happen, and I'm going to speak on behalf of my deceased father, who would work when presidents would come to Orange County.
Oh.
And there's a lot of times there's threats, and they, you know, they're not made public.
Uh-huh.
They don't know.
That's
not,
true. We the people might not know,
you know,
if Clinton was.
Because what happens when a kid says, finals are coming up and a bomb's going to go off? Then you have a copycat at the next place, so they try not to. Well, we used to try to not throw in, you know, fuel on a fire, but we have some more clips, and Marissa's telling me it's time for us
to take a break,
go
so
to
we'll
a
get
break.
Those clips when we come right back from Common Ground.
You have a great radio voice.
It does.
I mean,
well, thank you.
Well, really.
All right, we will be right back on Common Ground after this.
Sweet little lies.
Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, and Mojave Valley in Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu City. And, of course, remember, we also have a stream on our KNTR Talk website. We want to thank our sponsors, Blondie's Steakhouse, Mouthwatering Steaks, and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blondie's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road and Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. GoldenValleyHardware.com, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley, now with a massive paint center. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose, off Northern Avenue in Kingman. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep.com, off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply. Serving Lake Havasu since 1970. Expert consultations, top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu is where your backyard oasis begins. Located at 52 Scott Drive. And we want to hear from you. Let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio. You can call in at 928-854-5687, 928-854-5687. Or you can text in at 928-727-5566.
All right. Thank you so much, Marissa. All right. I'm going to start off with another question for you, Brenda. So do you think that proper funding of DHS would provide more ability to thwart future assassination attempts? The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, there's been a funding issue lately. And I wonder how much that affects it. What do you think?
Well, I definitely think it probably should be funded more. Oh, sorry. I think that any president of the United States should have protection. I don't care if you like him or don't like him. As I said earlier, attempted murder, any type of assassination at all of an attempt is just bad, you know? Nothing stays the same, good or bad. Nothing lasts forever. So every 4 years we get to decide. So let the 4 years play out and then go to the polls and put your vote in the ballot and you decide. But I will ask you one question.
Okay.
I'm just kind of curious about how the hell did this guy get in with a gun?
That is a really good question. That's why I'm wondering.
Where's Secret Service?
Why?
And all that?
That's why I'm wondering about the funding of Department of Homeland Security. Like, who dropped the ball here? And it also brings up the question of the ballroom. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Uh-oh.
Well, he went into the hotel the day before. And there could be shades of, and as a guest, he comes into the hotel a day before, so they don't search him. There's shades of the shooting in Las Vegas, where the guy got there earlier, he brought in his guns earlier, he even had Bellman helping him take the guns up
his
the
luggage,
elevator yeah. to, you know, oh, here's our friendly customer. He's a high roller. Okay, let's go out of our way and help him. Well, so you go in the day early. There's no check on him. He's got the guns. But let's not forget, talk about a failure, and I'm going to agree with you on this one, Brenda.
Yay! A common ground.
How in the he ran by them. They relaxed. The guys, you know, at the metal detector, they relaxed, like, okay, everybody's inside, our job here is done. And they just, the video just kind of shows they're relaxing for a minute. The one turns his head at exactly the wrong moment as he comes running around the corner. He didn't just have a gun, he had a shotgun. Now, one thing I'd like to know is what was in the shotgun. Did he have slugs or pellets? And for this media event had both Republican and Democrats there. the cabinet there and lots of liberal media. If he was going to use a shotgun with pellets, then it's going to spray. And, you know, there's going to be collateral damage of people that he intended not to hurt. But how the heck did he run by them and
no one stopped him.
And nobody stopped him? It was too close. This also happened with Obama. A guy ran across the White House lawn, went in the front door of the White House, and was, he didn't, once he was in the White House, he didn't know where Obama was, the president was. It turns out he was one door away from him, and he got through. And it starts to raise questions of, is the Secret Service acting like, there's a movie about Brinks, where they, the Brinks job, where they're like, hey, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's really not all that tough, you know. I can tell you there's casinos, they have cameras.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hooked up.
Yeah. Oh, fake ones?
Well, they're real cameras, but they're not hooked up.
Huh.
So
I thought casinos were like over the top with.
See, that's what they want you to think, right?
See, and I disagree with you. I mean, I spent 25 years in Las Vegas doing lots of business with the casinos. Those cameras in their camera rooms, their media rooms, are on.
On the games.
No.
On the games.
In the halls and on the elevators.
Everywhere except for the bathrooms. But they're in the elevators. But I will tell you, they're not in the hallways.
Hmm.
They're right outside the elevator, but you can't go into, like if someone opened their guest door, you can't see inside a room from any camera. Because that's a problem with privacy.
Do we have another text?
Yes, we do. We have a few, actually. We got a question. What does the panel, you guys, think about how the enemies feel on how easy this looked?
Mm.
So other countries.
That's a good question.
That's a problem.
That's a big
That's exactly what I was
Yikes.
Saying. How? Okay, so you've got this big event with all these politicians, and this guy, as you say, ran through, right? Why didn't someone stop him? Where is the Secret Service if that's the actual events? But on the flip side, you know, neither one of us, none of us here are inside politics or at the event. So all we get to agree or disagree with is what they're feeding us. We don't know the actual truth about anything, unless you're right there or it's out of someone's mouth that they're saying. So I have a problem with all of it, to be honest with you, what we're fed.
Yeah, that's so true.
And with that being said, I have another text that says, I've read online where some people are calling this last assassination attempt staged. Mm-hmm. Really? Because you have all the information you need to make that assumption. Why not wait longer than one 24-hour news cycle to make that assessment? Was Butler PA staged too?
Yeah, the president said, shoot me in the ear.
A lot of people are saying that online.
Oh,
and it's everywhere. What are your thoughts on that?
The ear thing?
Yeah.
When that.
You think it's a hoax?
I'm very mixed about it, to be honest with you.
The question is, do you think this shooting that we're talking about, you're just saying seconds ago that he, why was he able to run by with a gun?
Well,
he had guns and a shotgun.
Right. What I was going to follow up with that is, you know, I was listening to the news this morning. I don't know why, but I was. And they were saying the only shell casings they found were from police officers. How is that possible?
I've been wondering, and they're not showing.
Did he not get a round off? Got shot.
Yeah, but what?
They got shot in the vest.
In the vest, but what I'm.
But did he get shot by a Secret Service agent?
But here's what I'm saying, and if that's the case, that's a big problem. But once again, we were not there with our own eyes to visually see this, so they're feeding you. I don't know to pander to the left or the right, the middle. I don't know, to be honest with you. But I am telling you, you've heard it, the only shell casings they found were not from that guy's gun.
Oof.
But
see, I did not know that.
He had a shotgun. He had guns.
The shotgun is
but
little.
But we don't know that he got a shot off. They're making it
That's why
sound
people are
like
saying
he
it's
got,
staged.
But it,
That's what they're saying.
Now, And I didn't see a flash because it's blurry. The video, I believe, and you're listening to the show, so you're politically aware, news aware, generally. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. But when he runs by the metal detector and that one taller Secret Service guy kind of just relaxes for a second and turns his head, and when he runs by, he kind of grabs himself. And was he the guy who got shot? And it went into his vest, and then they started shooting as he ran by? Because there's a number of them there firing shots at him, and it's amazing it didn't kill him.
But I will tell you, that's the reason the commentary is saying, a lot of people are saying maybe it was staged, because they couldn't find any casings from him. And, you know, these cops are shooting and shooting because they see someone with a gun. Let me ask you a question. What if it was staged? Is that a possibility even in your mind? I'm just asking.
I think it's understand
the purpose of it, to rile the different side up.
To gain sympathy towards President Trump, because he is not looking good with the people right now. And if he had an assassination attempt the last time when he was shot in the ear, a lot of the people said, oh, well, he just won the election because
everyone wanted his ballroom built. They're saying because of the ballroom.
So the ballroom is a big topic of divide. If we had a ballroom within the White House walls, this wouldn't have happened, because the walls of the White House are, the White House is the most secure place on the planet.
We would hope. But like with Obama, the guy runs across the lawn, opens the door, and he's inside next door to the president. Do you have the clip of the one, I believe it's labeled 7 years ago? It's with Jake Tapper.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Give me 1 second to get that up.
This will be Jake Tapper of CNN, who I was watching yesterday live, and I spent a good deal of time, but they hadn't put it back out there where I could get a clip of it. I don't have a DVR. But after this comment years ago, here is Jake Tapper, and it relates to what's happening now.
How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. On Saturday night, you were at that White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I was.
Were you
7 years ago.
Were your delicate sensibilities offended?
My sensibilities are not particularly delicate, but I will say this, that it's really interesting how many people in the Trump White House and the Trump-supporting media who were very offended about what they considered to be a very indecent performance by the comedian. I've been trying to have a conversation on my show about decency and about insults and smearing and people saying things about other people that are not true and are just beyond the boundaries of good behavior. And if the Trump White House and their allies in the media want to have this conversation about decency, I welcome them to the table to talk about it. But there's a bunch of stuff that they need to get caught up on before we get to a comedian at the White House dinner.
There to be funny.
Yeah, there's, you know, we want to talk about whether or not it's appropriate to say that John McCain isn't a war hero because he was captured, and whether or not it's okay to make fun of people with disabilities or to make light of people who have drug and alcohol dependency issues. Mm-hmm. Minorities talking about women's appearances in inappropriate ways. There's a backup of material if the Trump people want to talk about it. Then we can get to the comedian.
Well, that's not how it works anymore. Is it less fun when the president isn't there at that event?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends on the president.
I see.
I guess.
You were the recipient of an award. We all focus on the comedian, but there is an award ceremony, and you won the Merriman Smith Award.
That's right, for breaking news coverage. Me and a team of reporters, Jim Sciutto, Evan Perezin, and the legendary Carl Bernstein, won an award. We broke the story in January 2017 that the intelligence chiefs had heard about this dossier. We all know about the dossier now.
Yeah.
And that they had briefed President Obama and then President-elect Trump on the existence of this material that the Russians were claiming was compromising.
Yes. And was this the biggest story that you've ever broken, would you say?
It was pretty big. I don't know. It's tough to compare them all.
So here he is explaining that he got an award at these dinners. They also give away awards. Mm-hmm. And he got an award. for breaking a story that turned out to be false. The dossier story.
Right.
That was a creative writing assignment paid for by the Democrats. They paid a Russian to do a creative writing, accused the president of vile, nasty, dirty things that would be difficult to express on this show. And then 7 years later, Jake Tapper goes out of his way on the air yesterday to say that these people are trying to say that this guy listened to Jimmy Kimmel talking about making Melania a widow and then went off and acted on it. There's no evidence of that. Well, that's not what people are saying. What people are saying is all of this talk and this hatred that you spew out makes people think that it's okay to say these horrible things.
Very, very good point. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break to go check out to our sponsors, and we'll be right back here on Common Ground on 106.7, 5, and 3, Voice of the Free.
Searching for something to say.
And for our Today in Music History, today in 1972, Chicago releases their debut album under the name Chicago Transit Authority. For their next album, they shorten their name to just Chicago. Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3, the voice of the free. We want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible to bring to you. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Goes with the song, I guess. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, bulk collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue, where the barbecue is slow-smoked, award-winning big flavors, and Hank the Tank, the propane pig, raises questions no one wants answered. Best barbecue in Havasu. Get your fix today behind the Cigar Bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. Parker's Collision Center, locally world-famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center at 10479 Barackman Road in Mojave Valley. Perfectly pressed cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They'll handle it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingdom to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu. And Bullhead Vape Shop. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just high quality vapes and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations, just before Needles in Mojave Valley and just north of Camp Mojave Road off the 95 Fort Mojave. And remember, let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio. You can call in at 928-854-5687, or you can text in at 928-727-5566. And back to you guys.
All right, thank you. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu City. And I love your choice of music there, Melissa.
Oh, thank you.
Marissa.
Had to pull that one out again.
Janie's got a gun. but you just never know when somebody is going to grab a gun and go running through the White Horse Correspondents' Dinners. Yikes.
But it's not make-believe. It happened.
It did happen.
It really happened. The guy...
I'm really curious about the bullet casings, though,
now. You know what's going to... I think is going to happen with this guy? Is that he this is a smart guy. He went to Caltech. You just don't get into Caltech. You've got to be.
He was a teacher in California.
Of, like, in a tutor school.
Oh.
He wasn't in a high school. He wasn't at the junior college. He was, like, a tutor, but he was a teacher.
Okay.
You know, you're going to study for the SAT.
Right.
He teaches you. He helps you get it right. This guy, he went to Caltech. He interned at Jet Propulsion Laboratory. They keep saying he was after not so much even just Trump, but cabinet members. This guy knew people at Jet Propulsion Laboratory. You know what? People are disappearing from there. Our scientists are disappearing
all over the place.
And somebody is probably did it. And I think he just made himself a suspect.
Hmm.
Well, he knows them, and he's, you know, he's gone off the rails. Now, but we do have a clip, the very last one of this is after the criticism, and Melania says, you know, pipe down, Jimmy Kimmel, and then...
This is clip number 5?
Yeah.
And oh, yes.
Clip number the one I sent this morning.
The first lady released a statement, and it was pretty moving.
Let's do 5, see what happens then. I think it...
Is this one called Screaming?
Screaming?
This is, yeah, that's not the one, but go ahead.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. On Saturday night, you were at that White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I was.
Were you outraged? Were your delicate sensibilities offended?
My sensibilities are not particularly delicate, but I will say this, that it's really interesting how many people in the Trump White House and the Trump-supporting media who were very offended about what they considered to be a very indecent performance by the comedian. I've been trying to have a conversation on my show about decency and about insults and smearing and people saying things about other people that are not true and are just beyond the boundaries of good behavior. And if the Trump White House and their allies in the media want to have this conversation about decency, I welcome them to the table to talk about it.
This is the
but there's
one.
A bunch of stuff
I was gonna say,
that they need to get caught
this.
Up
on.
Okay. Go. Yeah, we're looking for the one I sent. But this is, you know, Jimmy went on the air last night, and he is very angry and that people would say that, and he's like,
perhaps,
oh, Melania, you have a talk with your own husband.
One. We're such constant fear. I live in a country where such constant fear of political violence permeates our society every single day. We can and we should have fierce disagreement in this country. As you all know, we disagree often, myself in this role and all of you in the news media. But those disagreements must remain peaceful. Debating, peaceful protesting, and voting are how we need to settle disagreements, not bullets. Nobody in recent...
The point is, Jimmy Kimmel and Jake Tapper, they see nothing wrong with what the stuff they say, that it doesn't matter to them. And they don't see how it inflames the minds of people who are incredibly angry. You come in, you look at the picture of Donald Trump, and you're mad.
I'm not mad.
I
don't get mad. You're assuming I'm mad. I'm not mad.
Well, I saw the look on your face.
But
you're like, oh, and you made the comment off air. Oh, yeah, I sit here and I have to look at that picture
of him.
That's
not what I said. I asked, did you position me sitting here so I could look straight at that? That's exactly
what
I said.
So you, you just admitted that you indicated you didn't want to look at that picture.
I'm not a fan. So why do you have to be disrespectful to me?
Why do you have to be disrespectful to him?
Because I don't agree with anything. I think when he's speaking, he's a poop salesman with a mouthful of samples. That's exactly how
I feel. He's from New York, and he tells it like it is.
Well, I tell it
he
like it is, too.
He still needs to be more careful what he says, though.
I gave you that. There's things.
He's representing the entire country.
There's things
and he's
that he could say.
I don't care where you're from. You can show a modicum of class and respect for other human beings. He never does that. And
wait a minute.
Excuse me. I'm not finished. Please don't interrupt me again.
You made a statement.
I wasn't finished with my statement.
You just said he doesn't respect anybody. And right now you're not respecting me after you said he doesn't respect anybody.
Though.
That guy gives more respect to all our cops and first responders than any president.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Now you're going to deny that. You didn't want to hear an argument that just stated blows your argument out of the water.
No. You made a statement. He's from New York. He says it how it is. My family's from New York. And I find that offensive to say because he's from New York, he can behave in such a way.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me.
That's because you hear differently than other
Apparently,
people.
Apparently, I'm deaf.
So going back to the First Lady on Monday, the 27th, which would be yesterday, right? Today's the 20th, right? She posted on X criticizing the late night host Jimmy Kimmel for what she called hateful and violent rhetoric, specifically referencing a joke that he had made about her being an, quote, expectant widow. So Melania actually she's been getting more involved. She's been making more statements. She came up with a big statement recently about the Epstein files and how they did need to be investigated, and she wanted to be separate from that and made sure that everybody knew that she was not affiliated with that. Oh, we have another text in. What does that one say, my friend?
All right. This one says, the guest has an opinion, not a statement or fact. Trump doesn't have to behave in any way other than representing the Americans that voted him in. He is what we voted for as a majority, and we knew how he acts. That's our president. So they're taking Jim's side on this one.
Well, we can all agree to disagree, too.
Exactly.
And so he has an opinion. I have an opinion. Melissa has an opinion. You have an opinion. Mine just doesn't align.
Right. Well, the point is we have media people that, such as Jimmy Kimmel, mm-hmm. and Jake Tapper, when he starts going on his show, 7 years ago and saying these things, getting an award for breaking a fake, what became known as a fake news story, we can agree and disagree, but you shouldn't be making comments that indicate that you want the president killed. And that's what Jimmy does. And then in his defense, when he doubled down last night, he comes out and he says, I was talking about she has the glow of a widow because he's like 80 and she's a lot younger. Everybody knows that. No, Jimmy, they don't. They don't know that. They know he's older than her. But we also know, Jimmy, you were saying it because he's going to get killed.
All right, we got another text.
We have a last text, and then we need to start finding our common ground soon. I think entertainers like Jimmy Kimmel have every right to free speech. Some could argue it's hate speech at times, but they continue to go after people they disagree with, not those in the same camp. As for politicians that incite violence and use vulgar language, elections have consequences. And part of FCC license is to provide programming that's in the public interest and also requires equal time. Do you feel like Kimmel checks those boxes?
Equal time.
This is a big thing. I studied communication law under FCC Chairman Johnson, who was appointed by JFK. And he fought a lawsuit. It had to do with the Vietnam War. Because, and this came into the Pat Paulson thing, who jokingly ran for president and then he decided he wasn't jokingly running for president. And the networks argued that the other side of the argument is, hey, we show on our hour broadcast every night people getting killed in Vietnam. We are showing both sides of the story. Nicholas Johnson, chairman of the FCC, fought that battle. He lost, and sitting in his classroom, most brilliant man, very funny man, my favorite instructor of all time, and he could not see that the network did give the other side of the show. I hope I answered that. Did I answer that correctly to you?
Well, looking at all the sides is always important, especially if you're trying to find common ground.
He has the right to say things, but you don't have the right to go out and you can't have You can't incite a riot.
Right.
That's illegal.
It is illegal.
And this is inciting.
And it should be illegal.
Inciting the president to get shot.
Well, inciting violence? January 6th was inciting violence, in my opinion.
All right.
So that's just it.
We have just 1 minute left of the show, so let's give our final thoughts.
All right.
Did we find any common ground today?
I think so. I think that, well, obviously I'll agree that violence is never, political violence, any violence is never a good thing.
That's the main takeaway for me. And right. I think that's a really good thing to have common ground about.
For sure. Left and right coming together.
I think it's one thing to say it, and it's another to do it.
Exactly. That goes for everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, we will see you next Tuesday for another episode of Common Ground right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thank you for coming. It's always fun.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.